You can begin, he's recording.
Yeah, right, yeah, just it takes a while to get right. Thank you. Rontes, Vav, Ahmed, Aleph, kind of in about the middle of the page. It says, Shal, Acha, Es Rebbe Meir. Acha, Es Rebbe Meir is Talmud. L'Acha, Shiyotza, L'Tarba, Surah. After the Acha had already gone off the Derech. Amale, he said to him, to Rebbe Meir, May dechsiv, the following positive. Gam, Es Zeh, L'Umas, Zeh, Osta Elukim. Also this, Hashem created similar to this. Okay, basically this part, we can see what the pasuk means, okay? So, Rebbe Meir replied to Acha, this is what it means. Omaloi, kol marsha bara kodesh baruch hu, everything that Hashem created, bara kenegdoi, he created something similar to it. I.e., bara, he created horim, mountains. So, similar to them, he created bara gvois, he created also hills. Okay, so that's similar. Bara yomim, he created yomim, seas, and similar to them, you know, big bodies of water. Bara and Horos also created rivers. So that was Rebbe Meir's pshat on the pasuk of Zeh l'umas Zeh. Okay, Omaloi, Acha said to him, Rebbe Akiva Rabach, Rebbe Akiva, your Rebbe lo omer kach. It seems that also Rebbe Akiva was also the Rebbe of Rebbe Meir. Yeah, Ella, this is what he says pshat in the pasuk is Ella bara tzadikim. He created Tzadikim, Bara Rishayim, and he also created Rishayim. Okay, so the Marsha asked, he said basically, before we said basically, it sounded like Lu'umat, the word Lu'umat in context over him and similar, but Tzadikim don't seem to be similar to Rishayim. But he says basically from the, and let's continue, Bara Gan Eden, Bara Gehenom. He created Gan Eden, and he also created Gehenom. So basically, he says like this, that basically, so there's the world that's for the Tzadikim, which is Gan Eden, and there's a world that's like similar in a certain sense for the Rishayim is Gehenom. Now, Kol Echad Ve'Echad Yesh Lo Shnei Cholokim. Each person actually has a plot, Echad Be Gan Eden in Gan Eden, Ve'Echad Be Gehenom. So each person has got like an allocated place there. Is it Zocha Tzadik? If a Tzadik is Zocha, not El Chelko, he takes his portion. And he also takes his friend, meaning his friend who's off the Derech's portion in Gan Eden. Okay, Nischayev Rasha. If a Rasha becomes Chayev, he's not El Chelko, he takes his portion in Gehenom. Yeah, and he takes the Tzadik's portion in Gehenom. Okay, Omer Loi. Rav Misharsha, Mikra. So Rav Misharsha says, where do you see this in the Psukim that basically there's two portions for each person? Yeah, the Marsha explains it's for Bechira, right? That's why everyone's got the two portions. You know, if everyone's Tzadikim, then there's Gan Eden for everybody. If everybody's Rishayim, then it'd be getting on for everybody. Anyway, so and he says Rav Misharsha, Mikra. Gabi Tzadikim, with regards to Tzadikim, it says, Lechein. And therefore, but are some in their land, Mishnah means Lashon double, like Lechem Mishnah, Yerushu, they will inherit. So you see over there, they will, and in that pasuk you see that it's talking about Simchas Olam, it's talking about Olam Haba. So they'll get a double portion in Olam Haba. Gabi Rishayim, and with regards to Rishayim Kesiv, Mishnah, same thing, a double, Shivron, a double of breaking will be their breaking. So you see over there, there's a double portion for them. Now, carrying on. Shal Acha Es Rebbe Meir. Acha asked Rebbe Meir another posuk. La'acha Shiyotze Tabas Ra, after he's gone off the Derech. Ma'idichsiv, what does it mean? When it says, Lo Ye'arachena Zav Zuchuchis. Right, it can't value it. It can't be used to value it. Gold and glass. And it can't be switched klipas even with gold, right? I think we're talking about the Torah over here, basically. Okay, so let's see what Rebbe Meir says. Amalot, it's Rebbe Meir said to Acha, Eilu divrei Torah. This pasuk speaking about divrei Torah, shekashin, that they are hard, liknoison, to acquire them, kichli zahov, right? So it's very expensive. It's not easy to get golden vessels. Uchlipaz, another kind of gold. Yeah. However, Vanoichin, and it's easy, Abdon, to lose them like glass, because, you know, if you don't review, you can forget it. So basically, it's hard to acquire, basically, easy to lose. That's Rebbe Meir's Pshat in that Posuk. So Amaloi, so Acha said to him, Rebbe Akiva Rabach, Rebbe Akiva Rebbe Loi Omer Kein Kach. He didn't say that. Yeah, what was Rebbe Akiva's Pshat in the Posuk? Elamar Kli Zahav Ukli Zuchuchis, just as a Kli Zahav and a Kli Zuchuchis, right, Afal Pi Shanishburu, even though they were broken, Yesh Lehem Tekona, there is to them, you can fix them, basically you can remelt them down, yeah, with fire, and remold them. Af Talmidei Chachamim, so too Talmidei Chachamim, the people involved in Torah, Afal Pi Shasorach, even though he became foul, he went off the derech. Yesh loy tekona. He's got a tekona. Yeah, you can fix him, so there's hope. Ah, so that's good. That's shout of Rebbe Akiva. So Rebbe Meir jumps in. So I'm a loy. So he said to him, Afatar, so you, chazor b'cha, do tshuva, right? So I'm a loy, says Acha to him, kevosh imati, I already heard me achore from behind Paragoy to the heavenly curtain. Shuvu vonim shovavim, return wayward children. Chutz mi acha, with the exception of acha. For me, there's no hope, says acha. Tana Rabbanan, we have a brisa. Maisa ba acha. Once upon a time, acha shahaya ruiche valasus b'shabbos. He was riding on a horse on Shabbos. V'haya Rabbi Meir mahalich akarav. And Rabbi Meir was walking after him on foot, because you're not supposed to ride a horse on Shabbos. Little more Torah, because he wanted to learn the Torah mipi, from his mouth. So Acha said to him, Omaloi, Meir, Chazor l'acharecha, you should go back, retreat. Shekavah shi'arti, I've already measured be'ikvei with the hooves, I the footsteps, susi, of my horse. Ad kan, until here, is the Tchum Shabbos. This is the Tchum, this is the halachic domain that you're allowed to walk in Shabbos, and outside this you're not allowed to walk. So Rebbe Meir jumps in, an opportunity. You should also go back from your evil ways. So Amalei, he said to him, Acha, didn't I already tell you, Kivar Shemati, I've already heard me from behind the heavenly curtain, Shuvu Vonim Shuvavim, return wayward children. Okay, now Rebbe Meir was persistent. Tokfei, he forced him, right? Aile lebe midrasha. He took him into a base of midrash, okay? And he wanted to basically, you know, bring him back, bring him back. So now Amalei, now Acha, the Rebbeinu Chananel says over here, Acha was just trying to get him off his back over here from the fall. He's going to ask from the following things, yeah? Amalei Acha said, "Liyanuka to a small child in the base of Midrash, posukli pasukech. Tell me your posuk that you're learning." So we know if a kid tells you a posuk, that's a partial nevuah, right? So Acha was told the child to tell me your posuk, and the child said the following: "Amalei, ein shalom. There is no shalom." Omar Hashem L'Rashayim, there's no peace to the Rashayim. I.e., there is no hope for Acha. Yeah, and even in a base of Medrash where normally there is Shalom, for Acha there's not. So Acha was using this child to prove to Rebbe Meir that there's no hope for him and he should get Rebbe Meir off his back. But Rebbe Meir didn't give up. He took him, Lebei Kenishta Achrisi, to another base Knesset. And then Amalei, this Acha now, same thing, to Liyanuka, to the child. Possibly Pasukeich, tell me your Pasuk that you're learning. So Amalo, he said to him, the child, yeah, Ki im Tichabsi, even if you will Tichabsi to wash, Beneser, Neser is a cleaning agent, yeah, but right, like comma, Vitarbi, and you will right, put a lot, Lucha, Boris of also is another cleaning agent. Basically, a lot of Pesach cleaning. If you really clean yourself really well. Nichtam, it's still a stained avoinich, your sin, lifonai, before me. Basically, even the strongest cleaning agents of spiritual cleansing are no use for Acher. So, Rebbe Meir didn't give up. Aile lebei kinishta achrisi. Rebbe Meir took him to another Beis Knesses. Omale, he said to him, the Yanuka. And now Acher carried on, said to another Yanuka, to a small child, posik li pasukeich, tell me your posuk. So Amale, so the kid said the following posuk, this is what he was learning. He was learning Yirmiyah. But at, and you, Shadud, you are a plundered one. This is talking like about basically like a Yushalayim and Israel in the time of like destruction, right? You're plundered, yeah? Ma ta'asi, what should you do? Ki silbashi, when you will wear dress, shoni, scarlet, comma. Ki sa'adi, sa'adi means to like don. Adi is like jewelry, zahav. Even, right, you're going to put on your gold jewelry, comma. Ki sikri'i, this is strange over here. Sikri'i means paint. When you paint, befuch. Befuch is like a makeup, or is like kind of the instrument you put makeup on. Einayich, your eyes. Basically, you need to put eyeshadow on. Yeah? Even if you do this, so basically putting on scarlet clothes, gold jewelry. Yeah, putting on your eyeshadow. Leshav, for naught, tisyapi. You're beautifying yourself for goyma. Right? So basically, they're saying your Torah's worth. Your Torah's not going to help you. Right, even if you've got put your Torah on Acher, right, it's not going to help you. There's no hope. So Rebbe, that was the third one. So Aili lebei kanishta chrisi, he took him to another base of Knesset. Rebbe made him give up. Ad Aili letleisa bei kanishta, until he took him to Tleisa, 13 bei kanishtas, 13 base Knesset. Kulhu, all of them, poskul lei, basically that said this posuk lei, the kids, ki hai gavna, in this like this manner. Okay, in a bad psukim, right? So Labasra, Labat means the last one. Maybe it's the 14th, but the last basic in SS. Amalei, Acher said, posuk li pasukeich, tell me your posuk. Okay, so the kid said, Amalei ulrosha, and to the evil one, Amar Elohim, Hashem said, Malacha, what is there to you, l'saper, to relate, chukoi, my statutes. Okay, that was the posuk, we're going there. So how, Yanuka, that kid who related over this posuk, how megamgein belishne, he had a speech impediment. So ishtama, it sounded like, ishtama here means it sounded like, kama, as if, to omale, that he said, when he said the first word in the posuk, which was larosha, instead of sounding larosha, it sounded like he said, I'm finding difficulty saying this. Alicia, until Alicia, right? He basically was saying the name of Acher, Omer Elohim, said Hashem. So basically, he was making this posuk personal. It was basically saying, as he's saying to Alicia, to Acher, that Hashem doesn't want to hear your statutes. So that was a bit much for Alicia, for Acher to bear. Okay, so what was his reaction to this child, seemingly what he heard? Ikad Amri, some people say, Sekina Havi B'yade. He had a knife in his hand, meaning Acher was carrying a long a machete. Yeah. V'kotare, and he tore the child up, v'shadre, and he sent his pieces. Right. L'tleisa, he didn't say pieces, but if he tore him up, obviously it means pieces. And v'shadre, and he sent the l'tleisa to the 13 Beikinishta, a chunk of this child. So pretty gruesome. I saw some people say that the Ben Yoyada doesn't like the chopping up the child and sending him to the base of Knesset, and he has a different view that maybe he chopped up the scroll that Charles was learning, but it sounds simply from the Pesukim, from the Gemara, that he actually chopped up the child. But anyway, the second interpretation, yeah, the Ikad Amri, and some people say, Omar, Acher said to him, if I would be carrying a large knife with me, which I don't happen to have one right now, however, I would have, Corona would have cut you up, Lay. I think we'll stop there because that was quite a lot.